the Damon Runyon Theatre Hour. Damon Runyon is acknowledged as one of the great writers to come out of 20th century America. Runyon's short stories are almost always told in the first person by a narrator who is never named and whose role is unclear. He knows many gangsters and has no job that can be gleaned from his musings, nor does he admit to any criminal involvement. He is a bystander, an observer, an average street corner Joe. Runyon described himself as being known to one and all as a guy who is just around. That line seems to say a lot about Runyon and his life. It was like you were with him on some street corner hustle or some shady dive, and he was filling you in on all the angles, all the gossip, all of life. He was who so many people wanted to be with, or so many people wanted to be. Of course, the cliche about newspaper men and writers is that they are heavy drinkers, chain smokers, gamblers, and obsessively chase women with a sideline in the gathering of stories and facts, and actually getting something written just before the deadline hits. That seems like Damon Runyon and his life summed up in one sentence. His stories became legendary ways of looking that bit differently at America, of soaking up the atmosphere of a glamorous and rip-roaring age and distilling it into black and white type, or in our case, the Damon Runyon Theatre Hour. Here's our first story.
The Damon Runyon Theatre. Once again, the Damon Runyon Theatre brings you another story by the master storyteller, Damon Runyon. And this one, Joe Terrace. And to tell it to you, here is Broadway.
Thanks. As they say in books, I am more than somewhat at a loss to figure how to begin telling you about Joe Terrace, who was a linotype operator on one of the Daily Blats. I guess it begins one early morning about 4 in the a.m. in Mindy. Quite a few of the newspaper guys drop in for a snack, and Joe Terrace does also when he finishes work. Well, on this particular morning, I am sitting with Johnny Brannigan, plainclothes gendarme, and Marty Frader, who will bet on anything. Marty looks up and says,
I could have made book on it. There he comes.
Joe Terrace.
Right on the dot, 4 a.m. I wonder who winds him up and sets him.
I hear tell he's the best linotyper in town. Never makes a mistake.
Every guy makes a mistake, Marty, sooner or later.
Not Joe.
I hear also that he never leaves out so much as a dot over an I.
No guy is perfect, not even him.
Got any dough, Johnny?
Not for a touch.
No touch. But you're sure every guy slips up sooner or later, huh?
Murderers, crooks, con men, even plain ordinary guys like Joe Terrace. Why?
I'll lay 5-1 on Joe.
What do you mean, how? Huh?
We'll find out what stuff he sets up on a paper. You and me make a bet for 6 months that he don't slip.
Not even once?
Not even half a once.
Anything counts?
Anything. A word left out, one too many put in, anything.
For how much?
My 50 against your 10.
You get that, Broadway?
Uh-huh. Marty bets that Joe does not make a mistake for 6 months. You say he does.
It's a deal. I still say that sooner or later, every guy makes a mistake. It's what's called human nature. And Joe Terrace is only human.
So that is the way Marty Frader and Johnny Brannigan make a bet. Personally, I think Johnny stands to lose the sawbuck because I know Joe Terrace and he is like a machine. However, what happens is something for the books, and I will tell you about it in a minute.
And now, back to the Damon Runyon Theater and the famous story, Joe Terrace.
Well, like I say, Marty and Johnny make that bet. And a couple of weeks go by, and Joe Terrace never forgets so much as a comma or a similar item.